Hi, I'm Aishwarya, the producer of Rumors. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Your love and support means a lot and has taken Rumors to new heights. I'm the head of originals at Bound. In addition to our own hit podcasts, we also help brands and storytellers create high-quality, knowledgeable, and stellar podcasts with our end-to-end podcast and video production services. So if you want to get started on your podcasting journey, or even analyze if a podcast is the right step for you, reach out to me at aishwarya@boundindia.com. That's A-I-S-H-W-A-R-Y-A @boundindia.com. Or you can reach out to us at Bound India on Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Bound. This show is made for entertainment purposes only. It is not intended to outrage, insult, defame, or hurt any religion or religious sentiments, beliefs, feelings of any person, entity, class, or community, and does not encourage or propagate any superstition, black magic, and/or witchcraft. Listeners should exercise their discretion. There was a time in the mid-2000s when you couldn't surf TV channels at home without running into Himesh Reshammiya. His classic beard, baseball cap, and cockiness couldn't be escaped outdoors either. From pawn shops to discos, Himesh Reshammiya's nasal twang never failed to hunt you down and penetrate your ears like a wriggly little earworm. So why was Himesh so popular? Was it the marketing muscle of T-Series that aggressively promoted him? His mixture of Qawwali and modern beats? Or his supernatural ability to relate to the masses while simultaneously being a guilty pleasure for the classes? If stories from a Gujarat village are to be believed, the real reason isn't any of these. It's ghosts. One strange story. One disturbed place. And many unanswered questions. This is Spooks, a mini-series from the world of rumors. In 2006, an odd series of events unfolded in Gujarat's Anand district. Like many young men his age, 25-year-old Firoz from Bhalej village was a huge Himesh Reshammiya fan. He owned several CDs and cassettes of his favorite superstar. And he would often play them on a loop, listening to the music over and over and over again. One mundane evening, Firoz was going about his usual routine, all while humming the popular track, Chhalak Dikhla Ja. The lyrics go, Chhalak Dikhla Ja, Chhalak Dikhla Ja, Ek Bar Aja 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 Aja, Deedar Ko Tarse Akhiyan, Na Din Guzre, Na Kate Ratiyan. It sounds like pretty standard stuff, right? A fervent appeal to one's beloved to come and show themselves? Well, the ghosts of Bhalej village, where Firoz lived, didn't quite interpret it that way. They saw the song as an invitation card. It was time for a jhalak of the supernatural to be dikhla jaad. Later that evening, Firoz sat down for dinner with his family. He began with his usual four rotis, dal and sabzi. But the speed with which he ate was quite something else that day. But no matter. The boy must be hungry. So when Firoz demanded more food, his family noticed nothing amiss. They served him a second helping. As soon as the food reached his plate, Firoz inhaled it. A third helping was followed by a fourth, until his family realized that Firoz had consumed a sickening quantity of food. But he kept wanting more. They tried reasoning with him, telling him that he would get a stomachache. But Firoz was deaf to their pleas. He needed more and more. His stomach had become a bottomless pit. The frustrated family refused to serve Firoz. They put all the food away, out of his reach. Suddenly, Firoz turned unnaturally quiet. Even as his family finished dinner and washed up, Firoz kept sitting there on the floor, still as a rock. Then he began mumbling to himself. The words he spoke made no sense at all. His poor family were so confused. They tried to get Firoz to move from his chosen spot, but he wouldn't budge an inch. It was as if his hips were glued to the ground. Firoz refused to look at anyone. He wouldn't speak to anyone. The words emerging from his mouth sounded like they were part of an unending conversation with himself. The family panicked. What was happening to him? What was causing his strange utterances? After much crying and lamentation, they came to a horrifying conclusion. These were all indications of a supernatural entity at work. The family contacted a local Maulana, who promptly arrived. Thankfully, the Maulana's presence seemed to have an effect on Firoz. As the Maulana chanted and prayed, Firoz slowly emerged from his stupor. Over the next few hours, he returned to his normal state. He moved and spoke as usual. And as for food, he didn't want any of it. The Maulana declared this as an obvious case of spirit possession. But how had the spirit taken hold? And why Firoz? News soon reached the village elders of Bhalej. But their reaction was not one of surprise. This wasn't the first case of its kind. It was just the latest possession case in the village. There had already been 5 according to some estimates, 20 according to others. Apart from strange behavior and spirit possession, there was another common factor. And that was Himesh Reshamya. To be more accurate, it was the song Jhalak Dikhla Ja. Each possessed person had been a die-hard Himesh fan. He was heard either singing or listening to this song shortly before a spirit took over. And Bhalej was not the only place affected. This phenomenon had also spread to the nearby village of Thakur Mohalla, where more cases of Jhalak Dikhla Ja possession were reported. The village elders of Bhalej lay all the blame on the song. And so, they banned it. Orders were passed. Nobody in the village was allowed to hear the song, sing, or play it out loud. CDs and music cassettes which contained the song were burned. But this wasn't enough. TV channels and FM radio played the song twice or thrice a day. So villagers were instructed to switch off the TV or radio whenever it came on. Himesh Reshamya had designed his song to send feet tapping. But in Bhalej, it had set the alarm bells ringing. Soon enough, reports emerged in several prominent newspapers saying that those who sing or listen to Jhalak Dikhla Ja get possessed. Villagers were interviewed and cited several cases to substantiate their claims. According to them, the problem lay with the lyrics. Jhalak Dikhla Ja literally translates to "give me one glimpse." And the following line, "ek bar aaja aaja," to "come to me just once." The ghosts of the area were simply following the instructions present in the song. This phenomenon caused such a sensation at the time that media persons even questioned Himesh Reshammiya about it. And Himesh, for once, was completely dumbstruck. He declared that he had no nasal tunes or even words to offer about the villagers' beliefs. Poor Himesh just found the whole thing extremely weird. Interestingly, Jhalak Dikhla Ja only invited trouble for members of the Muslim community. But could the Hindus living in Anand district be left behind on the trend? No, absolutely not. They were completely fine with Himesh. But the hit Gujarati song, Sanedo Sanedo, got their goat. People in the district believed that singing Sanedo Sanedo invited evil into their lives. And what evil would that be? Well, Sanedo Sanedo left young men like Firoz well alone. This song only targeted women. According to the rumor, singing it invited a witch into their lives. The story goes that in the early 2000s, a local woman named Sushma died of cancer. Sushma's grieving husband couldn't deal with the loss. He refused to perform the funeral rites after her death. Sanedo Sanedo was Sushma's favorite song. So whenever any woman sings it, she pays them a visit and takes possession of their bodies. Sanedo isn't actually one song. It's a type of Gujarati folk music popularized by the well-known singer Maniraj Barot. The original pronunciation of the word is Snehdo, derived from the word Sneh. And Snehdo literally means give me love. It's clear that even after death, Sushma is still very needy for affection. So why do incongruous love songs like Jhalak Dikhla Ja and Sanedo Sanedo pull in the spirits? Perhaps it's because they sing of desire and hunger, emotions that feel all too relatable to bodiless souls who want to feel these emotions just one last time. Or perhaps these cases show us that it's not just lovelorn humans, but even ghosts who have trouble understanding consent. But more likely, the guardians of society, such as village elders, occasionally need to show their flock that they always have solutions ready at hand. The real problem in Bhalej and Thakur Mohalla may have been a surge in mental health breakdowns or some other undetected, complicated illness. But authority figures find it much easier to blame and ban a song than to really face the music and admit that they may not have all the answers. Thank you for listening to Spooks, a mini-series from the world of rumors. I'm Chandrima Das, collector and teller of Dark Tales, and the creator of this podcast in collaboration with Bound, a company that helps you grow through stories. Produced by Aishwarya Zawalgekar and sound designed by Aditya Arya. Join me every Friday on this quest into the lesser-known side of the subcontinent. Subscribe, rate and review for new episodes every week. Sleep safe tonight. Who knows what awaits in the dark?